Well, Carlos Martin is indeed with me now here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Carlos, good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Mike. Nice talking to you.
Yeah, you too. I was just singing the praises of Come Dancing, and I was pointing out the fact that with so much early pace in there, and it looks like it's going to be a pace-laden race, Come Dancing doesn't need the lead. She runs well from just off the pace, and breaking from the outside, that could be a huge advantage for her, Carlos.
I'm optimistic that Tope is going to set up, at least we have some pace. Aaron Getty's a great horse. Drawing the rails doesn't give her a lot of options. She's got to go. So hopefully we'll be able to draft in behind and hopefully have a similar trip to last year's race. Would be like a dream. Hopefully it'll be running like it looks like on paper. There's definitely pace in the race. There's no question about that.
Yeah, you know, it was a dream last year because of the way that that race finished up, but it didn't start all that well for Come Dancing, which I think made the victory even more impressive.
Yeah, she didn't. I don't think she broke slow like everybody keeps saying. She hesitated at the start. I think they came over a little bit on her. And Javier, believe it or not, I really think deep down he was looking to get out the inside. I think he had a big old smile on his face, even though it looked to the untrained eye like, wow, what, she got slammed coming out of the gate. She's last. But when he got her in the clear, you know, after the race, I think he was really confident the way things turned out. He wanted to get off the inside. He was afraid of getting caught up and having a gunner from the rail. So it just kind of worked out just perfectly. You know, she got kind of, they came over a little bit on her, and he didn't try to get up in there. He just took her, checked her right out of there, and then took her to the outside, and the rest was history, as they say.
You know, she comes into the race a little bit differently than she did last year. Last year, she ran in the mile and the 16th Ogden Phipps against Midnight Bisou before winning the Ballerina. This year, she comes out of the Grade 3 Vagrancy and again, finished second in that race, but it was a sprint race. So you bring her in this year off of a sprint. Talk about that strategy.
Well, just we had a little bit of a different kind of whole game plan with the pandemic, and we took a chance in the Oaklawn race. You know, she was doing so good at the farm, and Mark kind of gave me the option, and I'm not saying if I regret it, you know. In retrospect, it was a tough spot to come back after the layoff and after the Breeders' Cup debacle to have to run her two turns, grade one, first time back. We took a chance. The coach was great to work with. Unfortunately, I don't think we had her really ready, and plus two turns. I'm not so sure, you know, against two turns against grade one horses. You know, she seems to me like she's always been better one turn, seven-eighths to up to a mile is her wheelhouse. And it's just the way it turned out. Then we had to lose a little time after that race and just wanted to just start all over, freshened her up, got her back to Fairhill, Maryland. Bruce Jackson does an excellent job there for a couple of weeks just to let her get her head mind straight, get her head clear. And then we got her up to Belmont and got her ready. The workouts were great, but she just fools you. She just they were too fast. And as a six-year-old mare, there was no need for that. You know, she doesn't need to go 57 in the morning. We need to get paid in the afternoon. So we changed up a little bit. Like I said, Javier's great. He had been working her the whole time last year before the Ballerina. He worked her for the Vagrancy. And when we got to Saratoga, we just went with the old school riders that get on her in the morning and just try to just get her to slow down and conserve that energy for the afternoon. And she went a minute a couple of times, nice and easy over the track at Saratoga. And she did it very willingly. And I think, you know, it's mental aspect as they get older. The mares is very important, almost as important as the physical. You know, she gobs about a mile and three-eighths, mile and a half every day. So to go seven-eighths of a mile, I tried to not squeeze the lemon dry and train her a little differently. So hopefully we'll get the good results this afternoon.
You mentioned Mark Holliday, who races under Blue Devil Racing Stable. That relationship that you have with Mark has been really, really good. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, you might have him tell you about it because he's right next to me if you want to put him on.
Yeah, go ahead. Put him on for a minute.
Mr. Holliday, the Horse Racing Radio Network would like to ask you a question, Mike Penna, Mark Holliday.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, Mark. Hey, so we got tired of talking to Carlos. I said, yeah, put Mark on the line.
No, you can't. Carlos, he can go on forever.
I was asking him about this relationship, but, you know, obviously Come Dancing is very special and the defending champion in this Ballerina today, but that relationship that you and Carlos have formed over the years has been very special. Tell me about it.
Yeah, it's been over 10 years. We've had a lot of success together, mostly racing fillies, and we've had some real success in the past. And, you know, I always like to root for the underdog. I mean, that's what makes these wins even a little more special, like last year when we, you know, we had that great season with Come Dancing and we won the Ballerina. You know, seeing Carlos with a, you know, small stable, he's got 20-something horses here at Saratoga. And still, he, you know, competes at the highest level. And, you know, it makes it just a little, you know, a little more exciting for me to be associated with a guy who works as hard as he does and can knock heads with the big stables and still pull off big wins like he's done. So that's what I enjoy that part of it.
Yeah, she's a special filly. There's no doubt about it. Mark, how about for you? When did you first become hooked on horse racing? How did it all happen for you?
Well, okay, you got to go way, way back. For me, it was actually the Standardbreds. My dad was a big owner in the Standardbred circuit back in the day. Yonkers, Roosevelt, Meadowlands, and you know, for me, it was school and then right to the track. And you know, so I grew up. We had a good deal of success in the New York Sire Stake ranks with the Standardbreds. Then I took, you know, had a little bit of time off until I was able to get into the business myself, and I decided I wanted to get into the thoroughbred business back about, must have been 15 years ago, with, you know, with my first filly, Honest to Betsy, who first outwinner, maiden special at Belmont, and the rest is history.
Yeah, you've had some luck. I mean, obviously, and Come Dancing is kind of the flagship for all of that, you know, success. I mean, she's, you know, grade one winner, millionaire. Did you ever imagine when you got into this game you'd be sitting here talking about a filly that was that good?
Well, you know, look, you know, my goal is, you know, whatever I do, I want to do it well. And, you know, there's a lot of parallels between horse racing and what I do in the real estate business in New York. It takes a long time to develop these buildings. There's a lot of pre-development, a lot of obstacles you got to overcome. You got to invest a lot of money on the front end to get the rewards on the back end, and not every deal works out. So, you know, for me, this is, you know, it's a great outlet for me that in some ways, you know, has some, you know, some parallels with my business life. But, you know, this is something that, you know, we set out to have a successful small stable of high quality fillies, and we've had, you know, a number over the years. Promise Me a Cat was another, you know, big horse for us. And I was fortunate enough to breed Unified, who now stands at Lane's End. So, you know, it's a small operation, but we've had success. And but nothing, you know, matches the pinnacle of being here, Saratoga, trying to be a repeat winner in the Ballerina. If we can pull it off, it would be a special moment.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Mark Holliday, Blue Devil Racing, with me here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Of course, you heard from Carlos Martin, the trainer of Come Dancing, just moments ago. Mark, listen, I appreciate the impromptu visit here. All the best later today with Come Dancing and with the rest of the stable, too. Keep it rolling.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Mike.